Welcome to What the World Needs Now. It's our healing day of prayer, and we invite you to join us to call in and give us your prayer requests. God's word goes forth out into the world and does the work it was sent to do, to bring health and healing, to bring courage and strength when we're struggling. So sit back and enjoy this hour of power, of conversation and prayer.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Mike Altshuler on this People's Hour of Prayer with the Unisign Network. I don't have today my usual prayer partner, Dr. Anton, who's busy and with something else, another commitment, couldn't be here. So you're just stuck with me today. And the Holy Spirit guiding us. So we'll start with a prayer in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus, we praise you and thank you for being our Lord and God. Lord, we pray you may send your most Holy Spirit down upon myself and all the listeners and everyone working here at the Unisign Network today, that we can be open to your promptings, and that strictly for the reason that we can grow deeper in faith and love and understanding of you. And we pray, Lord, that you may, your holy boldness may descend upon our listeners, and for any of them that are prompted to ask for prayer requests, we pray that they'll have that that peace of heart to call and ask for those requests. And Lord, we also ask your Mother Mary to intercede for us and be with us as we try to grow closer to knowing you and loving you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I usually like to start out with a prayer, and I wanted to go to this weekend's readings. And the first reading this weekend is from Isaiah chapter 63. But I was thinking this morning, we had a men's gospel reflection group, and we meet at St. Joseph's in Downingtown every Friday morning. And it just occurred to me, and I thought, you know, I remember Isaiah started at some point because he was quite the prophet, but how did he really get started? And I was reading about in Isaiah in chapter 6, when Isaiah said a prayer at the very beginning of his ministry. He said, "Woe is me, I am doomed, for I am a man of unclean lips, living among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, holding an ember which he had taken with tongs from the altar. He touched my mouth with it. 'See,' he said, 'now that this has touched your lips, your wickedness is removed, your sin purged.' Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?' 'Here I am,' I said, 'send me.' And he replied, 'Go and say this to this people: listen carefully, but do not understand; look intently, but do not perceive. Make the heart of this people sluggish, dull their ears and close their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and their heart understand, and they turn and be healed.'" So even it occurred to me this morning that even Isaiah, who we just feel just was born and he just started prophesizing, he was asked by God, who should he send? Who would go for him? And he said, "Send me, Lord." And he said yes. And I think each of us are called in our relationship with God and with Jesus Christ. We're called at times, we're asked to do things. We're each given gifts, or we're asked to be involved with those around us. And each of us has a specific situation all of our own, and we can touch or are touched by a different amount of people than not either any of us have. And that's the beauty of it. But we're all God's children, and God really, I think he really wishes that for each of us. And we just encourage us to have that personal relationship with Him and to know that we are important and you're all very important. And that's what I think the beauty of this InnerSign network, the ministry, is that it's, you know, to get the Catholic teachings to each of our listeners, and especially this day of healing, and it's always on the first Friday of the month, which is the day of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. All through the love and mercy of Jesus, He just wishes healing, and that's what this day is geared for. So the phone number, which I neglected to say, would be 610-527-2906 for any prayer requests. So 610-527-2906. Or there's a toll-free number, 888-343-2434. So the toll-free number, 888-343-2484. I also wanted to mention the very beginning that we're coming upon Advent season starting this Sunday. And I must have really been curious this morning, because I was looking up something else this morning, say, what does Advent mean? And I looked it up and it said the word Advent comes from the Latin term Adventus, meaning arrival or coming, particularly the coming of someone, something having great importance. Advent season then is both a time of joy-filled anticipatory celebration of the arrival of Jesus Christ and a preparatory period of repentance, mediation, and penance. So the thought came to me this morning, if we're going to invite somebody over our house for a Christmas visit, and say it's we have relatives that are coming over, and what usually happens, we want to get the house straightened up, we want to get everything, clean it up, get everything in order to make a, I don't know if I'd say a favorable impression, but you just want to prepare for this person coming. Well, sometimes we lose track about this whole Advent, prepare for the birth of Jesus and Jesus coming into each of our home, the child Jesus. And rather than getting our physical homes ready, the most important thing would be to get our spiritual house in order and to prepare ourselves for this Christ child. And that's where I think they let a meaning. And it's if we go into this Advent period with that in mind, that we want to get our spiritual house in order and, you know, keep the focus on that, not get caught up with having to buy all these different presents and do this and worried and stressed out, but to basically prepare for the arrival of Jesus Christ and a period of that through repentance, mediation, and penance. And I think it will be, I can assure you, it will be the most beautiful Christmas and Advent season you'll ever have to do that. So I really want to start with a prayer for our listeners and myself and Patrick the engineer and Maureen and Mary who are answering the calls for all of us for this. Lord Jesus, we pray that you may prepare each of us during this Advent season to prepare us so that we can get our spiritual house in order to prepare for your coming, to prepare so we can fully love you and adore you in a special way. And we know this is a daily thing, Lord, but we pray for all our listeners, this will be a trigger to prepare, certainly for the first day of Advent Sunday and for the rest of the days coming up to Christmas. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We had a caller, we had someone email prayer requests anonymously for someone who needs healing from severe mental depression, illness, and a food addiction. Lord Jesus, we pray for this person who's got the severe mental depression and also food addiction. We pray, Lord, that you may heal them of certainly any mental healing that they need. We pray, Lord, that you may give them a clarity of mind. And we pray, Lord, that this spirit of depression, you may cast the spirit out so that they may be free and they can communicate to you in a closer way. And Lord, we pray for this also, this food addiction, that in your name, Jesus, you may cast out that spirit of addiction, whatever that will be, to free them of it so that they can help their thoughts guide more toward yourself and see those others around them, and perhaps they can help them in some way instead of having those thoughts look inward and thinking about this food addiction. And Lord, we pray that they may be healed of this. We thank you for having that person send the email for that. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We also had a caller. We have prayers for Barbara, who's 81 years old and has been diagnosed with breast cancer. Dear Lord Jesus, we pray for a physical, emotional, spiritual healing for Barbara, who's been diagnosed with breast cancer. We also pray for any of those listeners who have been diagnosed with any type of cancer and that they're dealing with this. Lord, we pray you may give them that physical healing, if it's your will, or the spiritual healing, so that they may come closer to knowing you and loving you, Lord. We pray that you may give them that peace, knowing that their lives are in your loving hands. We pray, Lord, that whatever it might be, you already know the number of days each of us have in our lives. And we pray, Lord, that we pray that you may give them that peace as they're going through the process of that. Pray particularly for Barbara, that she can be cured, and that she can also have the peace as she goes through whatever she would need to do to deal with this breast cancer. Lord, we thank you in advance. In your name we pray, amen. We also, by the way, the phone lines are open. The number is 610-527-2906, so 610-527-2906. We also have prayers for Albert, who had a stroke. Lord Jesus, in your name, Jesus, we pray for Albert that he can be healed from whatever caused the stroke. Pray, Lord, that his blood will flow throughout his body and any blockages or whatever it might be, or aneurysms that might have caused the stroke, Lord. We pray that you may heal them. We pray that Albert seeks certainly the medical attention that he would need, and also the person who had called in is really seeking for the spiritual protection and the spiritual healing that Albert needs. So, Lord, we pray for the healing for Albert and any of our listeners who've are recovering from a stroke or that had any type of stroke issues, Lord. We pray that you may open up the arteries, that the blood may flow and heal any type of aneurysms that they might have in their body. In your name we pray, amen. Thank you, Jesus. As I think about today is the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, I'm in the office, and Kathleen McCarthy's always had a painting up with the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and just the look of love in his eyes as he's holding his heart. And most of you have that picture where it has the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. It's just, I'd like you to just think about that, dwell on that thought that if you could visualize Jesus on the special day of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, just pointing to his heart and just looking at you right through to the with his eyes, right through to your very soul, and looking at you with just a deep love, a deep love that only he can do, and giving you that deep peace, knowing through looking through his eyes that you're truly loved and you're his child. I pray that each of you will be able to visualize just how important you are to Jesus, that how much loved you are, no matter what physical ailment, mental, physical, or spiritual healing that you might need, it really can come through the love and mercy of Jesus Christ and through his Sacred Heart. Particularly today, really call on Jesus with your Sacred Heart, that the rays of your Sacred Heart and love will touch each of our listeners in a special way, that it will go right across the radio waves or the internet, however means of communication is getting, but it will touch each person and they'll feel that union with Jesus and that deep divine love he has for each of you. And you'll be able to look through his eyes, and it'll just warm your heart knowing that you are truly loved and truly needed. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for guiding on that prayer. we also had a woman that asked for prayers named Elizabeth, who had her bank account hacked. And boy, what a troubling thing that would be. And they removed the money out of the account. So we pray, Lord, for Elizabeth, that you always provide for us in the most difficult of times. We pray, Lord, that you provide for Elizabeth, whoever did this terrible thing of hacking her account and taking the money out. We pray, Lord, also for that person, that they'll realize that what they did was wrong and perhaps return the money. But most importantly, we pray that you'll give Elizabeth peace and provide her with the basic necessities she needs to continue on with her life, this world, so she'll be able to live comfortably, be able to have nourishment to eat. And also we pray, Lord, that you'll strengthen Elizabeth's prayer life, because as hard as it is when we get hurt by someone that does something to us, pray, Lord, Elizabeth will give them that, you'll give Elizabeth the grace to forgive, and this won't eat her up and really tear her down, but she'll be able to go on with life knowing that her life is protected by you and surrounded by your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I wanted to go through the, certainly it's, I wanted to mention again the phone lines. If you want to call in for some prayers or talk about Advent or anything in particular, or the Sacred Heart of Jesus, please call in. The number is 610-527-2906, 610-527-2906, or toll-free 888-343-2484. I wanted to speak also about this weekend, coming the first weekend, as I said before, of Advent. and the gospel reading. And the gospel reading's from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 13, verses 33 through 37. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home, places his servants in charge, each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore, you do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the evening or at midnight or at cockcrow or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you all is, watch." Well, it must be pretty important if Jesus mentioned this. This was before he went into Jerusalem over Passover. But I think what occurs to me when Jesus said watch, and it's kind of prepare us maybe in a special way for Advent. It's not really a threatening thing and to worry the way he's saying it. Thinking if we, when we fill up with the love of Jesus and we allow the Holy Spirit to just live in us and we're in communion with Jesus, we're then filled up and we end up filling up with his love. And when our hearts fill up with love, we're not really looking inward at problems we have. We're not allowing depression to heal us. We're not letting sadness overcome us. We can be so filled with that love of Christ that it overflows, and then we're looking outward. And then when we're looking outward, I almost think that what Jesus is saying, watch, would be almost observe. And when we're looking outward, we can look around us and be aware of our brothers and sisters around us who might need help, who might need our prayers, who might need just a word of kindness, who might need us just to be patient around them if they said something to us that really wasn't nice, but how we conducted ourselves. Or it might be the way we present ourselves as brothers and sisters in Christ, and the peace that comes from us and the love from us, it can go from us without words. But it's hard for us when we're thinking about ourselves and looking inward. It's hard for us to notice those around us who might need a smile, who might need some kind words, who we might be able to help in some way if we are looking outward with that thankfulness and the love. Then we have that opportunity. It won't pass that we'll be able to touch and be the hands and feet and words of Jesus. Because you hear many times when Jesus appears to someone, but in another look, like maybe a beggar or maybe whatever it might be. But the point is that if when he's saying, I'm not, you know, it's just what is coming to me, when he's saying, what I say to you all is watch, you know, he's saying kind of observe, be aware, and be present in his presence so that you'll be able to actually be his hands and feet to those around you. And I think that really is what Jesus wishes of us, to do that. And by doing it, we talked about all the preparation things for Advent to prepare ourselves, and certainly we can prepare ourselves by going to reconciliation and getting this kind of luggage we've been carrying around with us, and these things that really been holding us back and forcing us to kind of be grumpy about things and to look inward. We can be relieved of those things, and the lightness of us, the weight taken off our shoulders of somebody's sins we knew about or didn't even think about them, they're taken off our shoulders, and then we can truly be watching and observing others around us and being present in the presence of Christ, so we can communicate with Jesus better throughout the day, because we're not just looking in, we're kind of looking out. We can see God's beauty in those things around us. We're in different situations, we can see Him. And perhaps it will help us to give perhaps some more better consoling words to others, as compared to not even notice it, because we're so worried about ourselves and our own problems that we don't really notice someone reaching out for help to us. I hope I pushed the right mute button on that thing. So that's kind of what the thought is. What did some of your listeners who want to give a call and give me your thoughts on that? I don't like it, but I think that's what Jesus really wishes for us, is to look outward and be His hands and feet and do that. Excuse me. We had another prayer request for John Lotteria. Last Sunday he fell on his face He fell on his face and broke his right knee and his left wrist. He's scheduled for surgery yesterday on his knee. So, Lord Jesus, we pray for John Lotteria, who really has a lot of broken bones. He's got surgery on his knee. I'm sure he's sore all over. We pray, Lord, that the surgery went well. We pray as he's going through the healing process that it might give him maybe an opportunity to spend a little more quiet time with you, Lord Jesus. We pray that you may give John the peace during that time, and that his life will slow down a little bit for the time. We pray that he will heal in your perfect will. And they'll realize whatever it was that caused them to fall, perhaps they can get that checked out too and all, Lord. But we pray for John and any caregivers that are helping him out. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, we're going to take a short commercial break, and we'll be right back.
My name is Mario D'Adamo, and I have been a faithful listener to InnerSign Radio Ministry since 1990, and to Kathleen McCarthy as principal host since 2007. Hearing the witness of Kathleen and her guests has contributed greatly to my spiritual growth. They have educated me about the tenets of my Catholic faith by presenting lay and religious leaders discuss topics that help listeners create an informed Catholic conscience. I always encourage people who are in need of prayer and companionship to listen, call in, and become part of our radio listener family by joining thousands of other people praying for your intentions. I personally can attest to the power of the prayers from the ministry. Kathleen often reminds her listeners that you are never alone, because the Lord is always with us. Through this Catholic radio and internet apostolate, the Lord is indeed with us in a very tangible way. Please share the good news as Kathleen takes a leap of faith and expanding to a two-hour program to reach many more people who need to experience the love of God. Thank you.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We are blessed to have had this Catholic radio apostolate for almost 40 years now. Thanks be to God for your partnership. Without you, this radio voice would be silenced. We have a monthly Mass offered for you, our loyal family of listeners. It's our way of saying thank you for underpinning our apostolate with your many prayers and financial support. This is your radio ministry, to be a voice for those who have no voice, to evangelize and to catechize for a time such as this. We know the Lord will bless you abundantly. He can never be outdone in generosity. If this ministry has touched your heart, help us to touch other hearts by supporting us with your prayers and financial support. Call us at 610-527-2906 or visit our website at inhissign.com.
Well, welcome back. I'm Mike Altshuler on this People's Day of Prayer. And it's really your day to call in and, ask for any prayers, intercessory prayers, certainly, for any type of healing, mental, physical, or emotional healing. The number is 610-527-2906. So 610-527-2906 or toll free at 888-343-2484. I wanted to read, I mentioned before, there's a book, probably many of you have heard it, it's called Jesus Speaking, and it was a Sarah Young who actually passed away in the last year, but she makes these prayers that are based on a few different readings from the Bible, and she kind of fills in words that just what Jesus would say, and the one from today, basically, I just wanted to read it, which is kind of neat. I fill you with an everlasting love which flows out from the depths of eternity. Before you were born, I knew you. Ponder the awesome mystery of a love that encompasses you from before birth to beyond the grave. Modern man has lost the perspective of eternity. To distract himself from the gaping jaws of death, he engages in ceaseless activity and amusement. The practice of being still in my presence is almost a lost art. Yet it is this very stillness that enables you to experience my eternal love. You need the certainty of my loving presence in order to weather the storms of life. During times of severe testing, even the best theology can fail you if it isn't accompanied by experiential knowledge of me. The ultimate protection against sinking during life storms is devoting time to develop your friendship with me. And I think that's really well said, because if we have a relationship with Jesus and with God, and we know he's always with us, and we have that confidence, it certainly makes the storms in our life, it doesn't make them go away. We're still going to have storms or crosses in our lives, but we're really never alone in those crosses, those difficult times. And I think that's important. So any of your listeners, you're not alone with any pain you're going through now, any illness, any sadness, any depression. You're not alone. Know that you're not alone. Jesus is just a voice away. He's just a prayer away, a thought away. And he'll be there for each of you. And I think that's so important to bear in mind, to realize that, and allows us to know that we are never alone, and he'll be with us and he'll go from there. So I would like to keep that thought in mind. We have a caller come in. Hello, John.
Hey.
Hi. Thanks for calling. This is Mike.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind?
Oh, just needed some prayer for my family, for some healing. We had a blow up about a month ago, and we're reconciling, but my daughter and I, we still haven't spoken.
Okay.
About a month and a half, and I just don't feel like anyone's praying for us, and I know I need Jesus for this. It's nothing. No drugs, no alcohol. It was just a bad argument that started over nothing. I mean, literally over nothing. And I don't think my daughter knows a way back from healing. She's 22 and they get caught in their feelings. But I know her dad loves her. And I just need prayer. I think we just need prayer.
Mm. Yeah. That, well, you certainly are, that's exactly what prayer is, because certainly the devil wants to divide. He wants division. He wants to break up families and all that, and I think it's important to do that. Plus, we'll certainly pray now, but what's really the grace of this ministry is all the people listening are going to join in this prayer too. So it really magnifies the certainly thing. Certainly, myself and you praying with Jesus guiding and the Holy Spirit guiding the way, but all of our listeners are joining in. I want to reiterate to your listeners that you are very important and part of this. And it really just magnifies this prayer for John. So we'll start now, all right? All right, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Lord Jesus, we pray that you may reconcile this breaking up of the family that John's involved in. We pray particularly for his daughter, that you'll grant her the wisdom and understanding to look within and realize that there's nothing that cannot be forgiven by the Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you'll give her the confidence that when she wants to communicate again, that she'll be open and she'll trust and understand the love from her father, John, to do that. Just like the love of our Heavenly Father has for each of us, we pray, Lord, that this love will be transpired in your perfect time. Lord, we pray that the unforgiveness that perhaps John's daughter has, Lord, we pray that she'll be given this gift of forgiveness and realize that it's not what you want, Lord Jesus. You want peace, hope, and love. We pray that she may know that she's loved, know that she can ask forgiveness, and we pray you'll give John the wisdom to approach her or be open to her approaching, and for the family peace to come across that. And Lord, we pray particularly for your mother, the Queen of Peace, Mother Mary, that she may just allow her peace to descend upon John's family and this disparity that's occurred We pray, Lord, that it will be washed away and cleansed with holy love and with the spirit of Christmas, peace, hope, and love. We praise you, Lord Jesus, and thank you for answering our time in your perfect timing. We pray and thank John for you having the prompting and be open to it, to ask for these prayers and to be open for intercessory prayer for so many others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you, John. Thanks for calling. Bye now. Well, we appreciate John called, and the phone lines are still open at 610-527-2906. So 610-527-2906, or toll free at 888-343-2484. We thank you. You know, it's many times, that's a big thing. You know, I've experienced it, certainly have, and, you know, it's sometimes it's the hardest things to forgive are family members, and I think, you know, it goes back certainly to gospel reading, the prodigal son. But the prodigal son, the father kept praying and praying it would work out. But the prodigal son, the son had to come back and actually try to reconcile with God and realize, hey, I need to, it can't get any worse. This isn't good. And then he kind of realized that he needed really the love of his father or the heavenly father. And part of being unforgiving and being with a lack of forgiveness, it's I think a lot of it boils from the sin of pride. In other words, it's like, how can I forgive someone? They've hurt me so much. Or how can I ever forget what they did to me? And it becomes almost a prideful thing. And that's just what Satan wants to do. He wants us to get so prideful that we'll never want to reconcile with someone or ask forgiveness. And a lot of times we might never forgive ourselves. And the key is we'll never have that peace until we kind of clench it. Rather than have clenched fists and everything coming in, we open our palms out and are open to the love and mercy of Christ. And the key is being, I think it's a spirit of unforgiveness that we can have sometimes. We need to pray about that and pray that spirit's cast out, because that unforgiveness a lot of times is fueled by just the pride, the spirit of pride, thinking that how could they offended me so much I can never do it. And then the person who's has been offended, and it wasn't their fault, but they end up carrying this burden of unforgiveness and anger, and they can carry it the rest of their lives. And what Jesus wishes is for that peace to do that. As we say the Our Father's prayer, forgive us our trespasses and those trespass against us. Well, it's easy to say that, but to do it, it's hard. So, you know, now I think I'm along this topic, especially during this Advent season, I think I'd like to say a prayer for all of our listeners about forgiveness and unforgiveness rather than do it. So we'll start in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus, I pray for myself and all of us, all of our listeners, that if any of us, we pray that you'll, through your Holy Spirit, allow each of us to look within and see, is there any unforgiveness that we have in our hearts that's really holding us back, that's being a weight on us? And sometimes it might have been for so long, we don't even realize it. We just have this pain that does it. Lord, we pray that you may cast out the spirit of unforgiveness and create an openness that each of us can forgive. We pray, Lord, that you may bind and cast away the spirit of unforgiveness or the spirit of pride that's fueling the unforgiveness as we think to ourselves, how could that person hurt me so bad? How could they ever do what they did to me? I'll never forgive them. But yet, each of us, Lord, are the ones that are burdened by this unforgiveness, and it's just a weight we carry around, and some of our listeners perhaps have been carrying around for 30 or 40 years. We pray, Lord, in this special time, a special day of your Sacred Heart, we pray, Lord, that you may pierce this spirit of pride and unforgiveness that some of us might have. We pray, Lord, that it will open up the avenues of peace and reconciliation, which is really what you desire. And we thank you, Lord, for giving each of us the prompting to pray about this special grace we ask for, Lord. And we thank you in advance for answering our prayers and allowing your perfect will to be done, all so that myself and all of our listeners can come closer to a loving relationship with you and with those we love. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So we probably, as I got this clock right in front of me, we have 12 minutes left, and the phone lines are open again. So if you call for any prayers or any thoughts, or any thoughts about Advent, or any thoughts about just anything, or prayer requests particularly, please call. The number is 610-527-2906. So it's 610-527-2906, or toll free 888-343-2484. And while I was thinking about the phone numbers, I realized that now with this, since daylight savings time, the time change, it's dark, and the AM station doesn't go across as well. So if some of you are on the border and you're getting a tough reception, you can download on your phone that app. It's just WTMR. It's a free app, and you can download it on your phone, and you can just hear the radio WTMR as clear as can be. And it kind of surprised me, because I live out in Chester County, and certainly out in Chester County this time of year, the AM waves don't go through once it gets dark. So just a suggestion, but the phone app is WTMR, or the radio station, which is where the master reigns. And it's certainly on those times for the InnoSign Network, which is Monday through Friday from the 4 to 6 hours. There's always something on with the ministry. So the lines are open again, 610-527-2906. Go from there. So what are some of your other thoughts on with this Advent season? Is there something in particular some of you do during Advent that makes your preparation for Christmas better? And how are we working on getting those spiritual houses in order, as compared to the physical houses, which I think the main thing, certainly the physical part does that. wanted to speak about something else, which I really, we had a part of this men's program I've been involved in. I kind of learned it. I was first invited by Father Chifu down at St. Mary Magdalene's to try it out, check it out, was the That Man Is You program. And I went there for a year, and then saw how great it was, where you get men talking together, and there's a 30-minute video on some teaching, some part of faith teaching, which is great. Then you break into small groups, and it's really great for men anywhere from 30 to 80 or 30 to 90. And we got started with that idea. I saw that, and they really wished to have it as many parishes as possible, so we started at St. Joseph Parish last year. And this past week's in every place it's at, a different set of different seasons and a different thing. But the one we had was a fellow that was giving teachings on the Gospel of Mark and the Gospel of John and how they're talking about it. And one of the interesting things he was talking about when they fed 5,000, the feeding of 5,000, and how basically that feeding of 5,000 was really the precursor of Jesus feeding us with the Eucharist and the bread, not just the bread and fish, but particularly the bread was a matter of doing that. Now, if you think about a miracle I thought about it, saying sometimes you read about the miracles of Jesus and you read them and it's like, oh, okay, that was neat. And you almost take them for granted. But if you were there and you were very hungry and you saw them with just 3 loaves, I think it was, to break them up and continually be nourished so that 5,000 people could be fed and do that. It's quite an amazing thing. But if you think about it, just within the hearing of the listeners, every Sunday, there's a lot more than 5,000 people fed by that miraculous bread of life, Jesus. So at every Mass, when the priest through his holy orders consecrates the body and blood, the bread and water, into become the body and blood of Christ, that miracle happens. And we are eating that same bread of life that Jesus created in that first miracle over 2,000 years ago. We get that to happen every time we go to Mass. And in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, I mean, just at St. Joseph's Church, I'm sure over the Masses over the weekends, it's a pretty large church, there could be every bit of 5,000 people nourished every Sunday. And I never really thought about to say that miraculous miracle is perpetuated at each Mass. But the one difference is, do we really realize what a miracle that is when we receive Jesus in the Eucharist? Do we really realize that every time we receive Jesus, that's a miracle? From when the priest does the consecration of the host through his holy orders, says, allow this, your Holy Spirit, to descend upon these gifts and become the body and blood of Christ. At that point, the miracle happens. And then we, through the grace of God, are allowed to receive Jesus in the Eucharist. And then we consume Jesus in the Eucharist. And then he totally consumes us. So Jesus becomes physically a part of us. And I think sometimes it is important for each of us to remember, after we receive Jesus and go back to our pew, take that special time to allow him to speak to your heart. Allow Jesus to touch you and to speak with you. I know a prayer I say, and it just came through the Holy Spirit, is, Jesus, I consumed you. You totally consumed me. Speak, Lord, your servant's listening. And I'll just be quiet and just listen, and there'll be a thought come to me, or comforting words from Jesus, or it's such a special time. I just encourage each of you to utilize that special grace of that time period to just listen to Jesus, to listen to how he will speak to your hearts, because he is totally become a part of you. And as we go forth from Mass after receiving the Eucharist, we're bringing him out to wherever we're going to and touching all the people. And I think sometimes we forget about that opportunity we have to be that shining light of Jesus to others. And we can be, as he said, watch. We can be observant, more observant to others, if he gives us, which he gives us that gift of awareness, to be able to be a sign of his light, of his love for others. So I really pray during this special grace of Advent, pray that each of you, actually, you know what, I'm going to say a prayer right now. I was talking about what it was, but I'm going to pray for that special grace to touch each of your listeners in a special way this Advent season. So it'll it's just such a wonderful grace and gift. Dear Lord Jesus, we pray, praise you and thank you. Lord, I pray that each of our listeners right this moment and this time will be open to how present you are in the Eucharist, to that miracle at each Holy Mass when the priest consecrates the bread and wine to become your body and blood. Lord, I pray that when each of us receive you and our listeners receive you in the Eucharist and we say amen and then we consume you, pray, Lord, when we come back to our pews, that each of us can take that special moment of time and just say a prayer of thanksgiving to you and then listen to any words of love, of peace that you might want to share with each of us. Pray, Lord, that we can spend that quiet time, whether it's there or even in adoration, to just listen to you and learn from you through your peace and your love and your healing love and mercy. Lord, we pray that each of us during this Advent time can prepare our houses, our spiritual houses, for your visitation, for your birth in Christmas, Lord. And we praise you and thank you for giving us this wonderful ministry and this the voice over the airwaves to share your love and mercy to others. And we thank you always in advance in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you, everyone, and have a great Christmas, and we'll see you, talk to you next month.